new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. We're having lunch tomorrow with Tom. Here's what people are talking about. Still talking about Wapahani, win, lose, or draw. Weather ups, downs, and a little of everything this week. Still active silver alert. And no fooling, April 1st. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Emily has my word of the day still hidden from me. I suspect something is afoot. Good morning, it's 8:06. Mama in Minnesota, Mike Rhodes, listening at his humble abode. Perhaps he's in the hot tub right now. Don't touch anything metal. I don't know if that's the problem. But we're glad that you are wherever you are. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. One of the many things that we always track and cover is the weather and how it impacts everybody. We have a meteorologist for that. He is WMUN's Paul Poteet.
Stalled pattern this morning in central Indiana. Stationary front right along I-70. Much warmer to the south. And things don't change until tomorrow when the upper air patterns change. And finally, we push a cold front through here. Today's high, 59, but it could be into the 60s, anywhere near I-70. Scattered showers and storms, the biggest chance comes in the afternoon. Showers and storms tonight. Severe storms are possible in the evening, heavy rain possible overnight, low of 52. Tomorrow, showers and storms, heavy rain, strong storms are possible in the afternoon, mainly on Tuesday, high of 68. And then a few spotty evening showers. And it turns much colder tomorrow night, low 36. Rain and snow showers on Wednesday, a high of only 41.
Surely he was doing an April Fool's joke there, right? Paul Poteet talking about snow showers later this week. No, that was not a joke. Not a joke whatsoever. Happy April Fool's Day. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. That's the second time I've said it. Good morning. I'm Steve Lindell, and I hope that you had a wonderful Easter weekend with family, friends, and ham or whatever. One of the many things that was happening in the midst of all of that and more was a bit of a basketball game. In fact, a couple of really good games. State finals for the boys, delayed by 1 week because of the NCAA tournament. You know how that whole thing worked out. And I'm not sure they'll do that on purpose again in the future. We'll talk to the IHSAA about that. Wapahani was in our focus. Lost the game, if you didn't happen to hear it on WMUN. What a fantastic job by our crew. Sheesh. Mark Forster and Rob Fisher and so many others in front of, behind the scenes, behind the cameras for all those video things that we did for all the regular season games and beyond. And Jared Boomer, I want to make special note, and if you missed the extended pregame show, he was really trying to set the scene not only for the ball game, but also for everything that Selma and Wapahani and Delaware County had gone through because of all that storm damage and everything. We're going to take just a couple of minutes here and play a very special opening montage of that broadcast that was live this past Saturday on WMUN.
Before we discuss today's game, let's take you back a little more than 2 weeks ago to Thursday, March 14th. What started as a normal day in Selma, where Wapahani High School is located, later that night would turn disastrous. As the Raiders were 2 days away from their semi-state contest, a tornado struck their small town.
It will be moving towards Selma and eventually off to the east at 50 miles an hour. 2-inch hail is possible from this, and also a tornado that could reach the ground.
As many reports as we have heard coming in from parts of Delaware County, and Selma was mentioned a number of times by listeners, when the light of day comes, we will get a better look at what has transpired.
The next morning, crews would assess the damage after it was confirmed an EF2 tornado hit Selma. Community members would come together to begin cleanup after multiple homes and businesses were damaged and destroyed. Friday afternoon, as cleanup and damage assessment continued, the Raiders tried to get focus back on basketball as they headed off to Lafayette Jeff High School to get ready for their semi-state contest against North Judson. Saturday morning, getting out to an early 23-7 lead at the end of the first quarter, Wapahani cruised to victory 48-28. Led by Isaac Andrews with 17 points and Camden Bell with 13, Wapahani now prepared for their evening contest against the defending state champions, the Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. A chance for Wapahani to play in their first ever state championship game was on the line. It was a battle between the Braves and Raiders. Blackhawk up at the end of the first, Wapahani leading at halftime, and the game tied at the end of four quarters, 42-42. An overtime period was ahead, and Wapahani senior Isaac Andrews decided he was going to put the team on his back. With the game on the line in overtime, Andrews made not just one big three-pointer for the Raiders, he made three in a row.
Looking for Isaac Andrews around an elevator screen. He hoists from the parking lot. It's good. Isaac Andrews with 18 points advantage. Raiders by one. 45-44. Muldoon down the lane to Pickett under the basket. He lays it up and in. 46-45. Braves lead. Again, Andrews from the parking lot. Isaac Andrews has parallel parked twice in overtime. 48-46.
Unbelievable.
Pass. Sefton. He's bumped. No, it's stolen away. Andrews hits the brakes. Andrews drives. Step back. Three in the air. It's good. Isaac Andrews on another planet. Back to back to back triples. 51-46.
A few minutes later, off the heels of Isaac Andrews' 29-point performance, Wapahani booked a date for the state championship game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Rebound, scooped up and taken by Luce.
Yeah.
3 seconds,
hey.
2 seconds, and that will do it. For the first time in school history, the Wapahani Raiders are going to the state finals. 60-49, your final.
What an absolute storybook finish. And like I said, it had to be Isaac Andrews in that overtime. It was just meant to be. From what this community's gone through the last few days, this team has rallied this community once again. And what an unbelievable night.
After the game, we caught up with Isaac and asked him about his incredible performance.
Take us through your three triples. You scored 9 of the first 11 in overtime. What was going through you? What possessed you for that incredible display?
I'm not going home. I didn't want to go home. I mean, I love these guys, my teammates too much. And we want to keep practicing. We got one more to bring home.
A town and a team ravaged and devastated by a tornado 2 days prior. Now headed to their first ever state championship in boys basketball. What does this team mean for the community, the town, and the people of Selma? Head coach Matt Luce.
Well, I just think it's kind of like a lot of that game right there. A lot of ups and downs and a lot of people pulling together. I've spent 40 of my 50 years of my life in Selma, Indiana. My mom and dad are Selma high school graduates. I live a half mile outside of the town. It was scary. Our town is a lot of like the towns all across the United States. People just kind of pull together. Luckily, no one was hurt. Just a lot of neat, neat people coming together. And if our win celebrates and helps people smile a little bit, they'll recover. They got too many people pulling for them and too many friends. So we're glad, and maybe it'll make a little smiles for everyone.
Isaac Andrews on his town.
Yeah, and I think that we can just be the light at the end of the tunnel for them, the hope, and just that we can get through anything. I mean, you saw our crowd tonight. Everybody loves each other in the town of Selma. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really all I got.
A whirlwind of emotions for the Raiders and their fans over the course of 48 hours now sees Wapahani in the state championship today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Their players, their coaches and staff, and the small town of Selma, Indiana, with a population of 740, all trying to bring a trophy home. If they win later this afternoon, they'll have to make a spot for that state championship trophy at Wapahani High School, their first ever in basketball, but I'm sure they won't mind. They'll drive it the hour and 12 minutes from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, up I-69, across 67, over to 32, past the Pizza King and the Lions Club, and the post office. And finally, drop it off at 10401 East County Road 167, Wapahani High School. Even among some of the darkest days for their community, the Raiders, and possibly that trophy, shine bright. The voices you heard in that piece include Paul Poteet, Steve Lindell, Jimmy Cook, Rob Fisher, Isaac Andrews, and Matt Luce.
As produced by our Jared Boomer. And if you didn't get a couple of goosebumps during that, then you've got a goosebump problem is what you got there. Great job, Jared. And the rest of our team, unfortunately, didn't and wasn't able to bring home the victory for Wapahani. But, boy, what a season it was. Congratulations to nearby Fishers in Hamilton County for winning their state championship game on Saturday. Countdown is on to high school football season. Now we carry all those games as well as the Ball State Cardinals football, men's and women's basketball right here on WMUN. Coming up bottom of hour, we'll do our local news summary. We'll lead off with National Weather Service information about the wacky weather week that we likely will have. Here coming up on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text HUNK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HUNK to 321-321. That's HUNK to 321-321.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Bottom of hour, we'll have a meteorologist from the National Weather Service Indianapolis to confirm what Paul Poteet, our meteorologist, has been telling us already. This is going to be an interesting weather week. The hidden word of the day, placebo. Emily Guffey apparently stole this, as it notes here on January 12th. of 2014, it says here. Strangely enough, April Fools. Hands in face in the Axia Command Center. But anywho, an inert medication used for its psychological effect or for purposes of comparison in an experiment. The researchers gave a placebo to the second group. That's used in a sentence. That is your word of the day. Mom used that in a crossword puzzle today, perhaps. I don't know. Gary Svetek does crossword puzzle, too. He left a blank one on the counter here. It's either for Emily or for Leslie Griffin. We're not sure. There is no note attached to it. I think he did that one because I think he showed me. In fact, I don't think. I know he showed me on Saturday that he had it basically all done. He is a smart dude, man. It is 8:21 on this first day of April. April Fool's Day. Somebody posted, I don't know, just after midnight, maybe you saw it yourself, that Purdue in the Final Four had been eliminated from the tournament because of an ineligible player. That was the first April Fool's joke of the day. And it wasn't very funny to Boiler fans, that's for sure. All right, let's start here in this segment with a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's April Fool's Day, and some historians claim it dates back to 1582 when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called by the Council of Trent in 1563. Some didn't get the news that recognized the start of the new year had moved to January 1st, and those who still celebrated became the butt of jokes and hoaxes. Also on this day, in 1976, Apple Incorporated was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. It would later be known for several defining products like the Macintosh, the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad. In 1963, soap opera General Hospital premiered, the longest-running serial program produced in Hollywood.
I, Laura Weber Baldwin.
Take thee, Luke.
Launching the famed fictional couple Luke and Laura into soap opera history. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. If you want to talk more about Wapahani basketball, you can do that today from 4 to 5 p.m. Mark Forster will do the Power Hour live and local and here on WMUN. Next item here, still missing from Muncie. I checked again. It is a still active Indiana Silver Alert for 15-year-old Ella Saylor. The 15-year-old white female, 5'4", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen February 3rd at 11 p.m. Call the Muncie Police Department, please, with any information. Perhaps you might have seen or read something on the internet, a Facebook or a Instagram post that might be something the police are not aware of or the family is not aware of. Please let somebody know. 765-747-4838, 747-4838, or you can dial 911. Lighter side of news. In D.C., well, President Biden and the First Lady welcoming thousands of people today. Fox's Jill Nato has a look at the White House week ahead from Washington.
Some 40,000 people are expected for what the White House says will be their biggest Easter egg roll ever today. They'll be coming to the White House grounds in 9 separate groups. Kids of all ages will be able to see costumed characters like Winnie the Pooh and Snoopy. They've got a reading nook, live music, what they're calling a field trip to the farm, a snack time tent, and of course, children rolling eggs along the grass. On Wednesday, the president speaks on lowering health care costs. For Thursday, a reception celebrating Greek Independence Day. And on Friday, the president heads to his home state of Delaware for the weekend. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
WMUN is an affiliate of Fox News Radio. Updates right before the top of the hour, this hour and every hour, all day, all week, and weekend, too. They'll also track the latest with the Baltimore Bridge collapse and what the status is there. Did you hear there was another barge into a bridge situation over the weekend? That happened. It was not to the impact that one was, but they are certainly, I would assume, concerned about two of those similar sort of episodes happening in less than a week. Fox will cover that. 8:25 on WMUN. Are your brackets busted? I'm still amazed. Still amazed. Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today on WMUN. Full disclosure, I used AI to make my picks for the office pool. I'm apparently in second place. And the first place person, Jared Boomer from across the hallway on WLBC, he has the wrong national champion pick. His is already out. So technically, I guess, I'm doing pretty well thanks to AI. So we know the four schools headed to the Final Four in this year's men's tournament. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the info.
On Sunday, Midwest Region top seed Purdue got a career-high 40 points from center Zach Edey to beat second-seeded Tennessee 72-66. It's the Boilermakers' first Final Four since 1980. Coach Matt Painter.
To be able to get to a Final Four is a dream come true for me as a coach and for these guys as a players.
Also Sunday, North Carolina State, an 11 seed, beat Duke 76-64. The Wolfpack will play Purdue next Saturday. Head coach Kevin Keats.
I love all of these kids. I love the way they put their heart on the line for this university every single game.
On Saturday, defending national champion Connecticut and Alabama advanced. It's the first Final Four ever for the Crimson Tide. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And if you're wondering, my AI picks had Purdue losing this past weekend. And again, don't jump on my back here. I didn't pick Purdue to lose. AI did. So we'll continue following that story. Local news summary and more to come. We're live every day, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hello, my name is Stephen Brand, and I'm running to be your next full-time Republican County Commissioner. One of my core values is cooperation. I believe we can do more together than apart. All too often, there is friction between the county and city. I want us to work together. This does not mean Unigov, which I am against. My goal is to involve the community, churches, and citizens when making decisions. My door will always be open. Healthy partnerships are the key to good decisions being made for Delaware County. Let's work together to make our home a better place for our children and grandchildren.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:30 on the button. Thanks for listening live on the radio. We also have the podcast availability. Replay anytime on WMUNMuncie.com. I posted yesterday the entire Wapahani game. Yes, true. Right from the 11 a.m. extended pregame with Jared Boomer hosting and all the others part of it, all the way through the entire final buzzer and the postgame show with Mark Forster, Rob Fisher, and all the rest. You can hear all of that on WMUNMuncie.com, the podcast available. Save it. Didn't get the end we were hoping for, Selma and the Wapahani High School, but doggone it, what a season it was. Counting down to high school football season already here on WMUN. Steve Lindell talking weather. It impacts everybody. Hoosiers should brace themselves for some possible severe weather coming our way today and tonight. Greg Mello of the National Weather Service, Indianapolis.
So the first round of thunderstorms we're expecting to move through sometime after 2 p.m., between 2 p.m. and into the evening hours. Could have severe thunderstorms across much of the area, and then we'll have additional chances into the overnight hours as another complex of storms moves in.
All right, and rain will continue to be an issue through Wednesday, when then there's a chance to it to turn into snow overnight as temperatures dip into the mid to low 30s. Lots of variations to our weather week.
Just make sure to frequently check back on the weather. I know it can get kind of confusing with, you know, multiple chances for severe weather. It can get confusing on what you need to pay attention to. But just make sure to check back frequently because, you know, things can change very quickly.
Greg Mello, National Weather Service office, says with so many events happening likely over the next couple of days, staying up to date should be top of mind.
Don't let your guard down just because something doesn't happen today. If we're expecting severe weather and nothing happens, don't let your guard down for tomorrow because we potentially could have even more widespread weather, severe weather tomorrow into tomorrow night.
And we're looking at the most likely possibilities being hail and wind gusts. However, tornadoes can't be ruled out. WMUN with updates from meteorologist Paul Poteet hourly. Yeah, he'll be coming up right before the top of the hour all day every day on WMUN with your weather covered as well. Local news summary up now. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. It wasn't the storybook ending that everyone was hoping for, but Wapahani finished as runner-up over the weekend. Full coverage continues today on WMUN's Power Hour with Mark Forster from 4 to 5 p.m. Seven children were shot in downtown Indianapolis on Saturday night, Ryan Hedrick reports.
The children involved are between the ages of 12 and 17. It's clear that Indianapolis police are frustrated. Police Chief Chris Bailey says this isn't a problem that the cops can tackle alone.
We all have to take a collective look in the mirror and find out what more we can do. It starts at home. That's the first place.
Bailey says there is a curfew law on the books, but it's not a crime to break it, and it's unenforceable in the courts. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
As of early Sunday morning, all the kids who were shot were in stable condition. Current Senator and Hoosier Governor hopeful Mike Braun is now facing fines as the Senate campaign's been fined $159,000 by the FEC.
The FEC believes Braun's team accepted more than $11 million in campaign loans as he worked to defeat incumbent Senator Joe Donnelly in 2018. They say the details of 29 transactions were not properly reported. They later determined that the financial issues were the result of technical mistakes by a former treasurer for the campaign. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Kids with autism spectrum disorder may have a hard time dealing with things like the solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. John Herrick reports on ways you can help them through it.
One of the biggest keys is preparation, says Chanel Loudermill. She's a professor in Purdue University's Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences. She suggests that you can do that by having social stories.
I would also encourage you to use this as a learning event to expose them to the natures of the world and science. You never know, you might have a budding scientist on the way.
And if the child does not want to take part in watching the eclipse, she recommends finding something else that they'd like to do instead. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
The mayor of Fort Wayne died last week. Kurt Darling, from a report he filed Friday morning.
Tom Henry, who was just reelected back in November to a record fifth term as mayor of Fort Wayne, passed away last night. He'd been dealing with cancer, and the city says Henry died after experiencing a medical emergency related to it. Reports say Mayor Henry chose to forego surgery and was surrounded by loved ones when he passed. Henry, a Democrat, had a long tenure of public service in Fort Wayne, having served on the city's council starting in 1984. He was first elected mayor back in 2008. Henry was 72. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
The third annual Superhero Walk Against Child Abuse happening today at Minnetrista, Muncie. Visitors encouraged to dress up as your favorite superhero and bring shelf-stable goods for donation. The event kicks off 5 p.m. The walk starts at 5:30. No fooling, no winner over the weekend, so an estimated 975 mil for tonight's Powerball drawing. Easing some restrictions, WLBC's Brett Busby has that story.
Winter visitor restrictions put in place due to the increase in respiratory illnesses have been lifted at all Community Health Network hospitals, including Community Hospital Anderson. Community joined other hospitals in late December, implementing the Tier 1 visitation policy as directed by Marion County Health Department. But while general visitor restrictions are lifted, some restrictions remain in place in maternity and neonatal intensive care units. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
I'm Peter Killeen. A man whose body was found in a field in northeastern Delaware County thought to have taken his own life, according to the sheriff. Star Press reporting the body was found Thursday afternoon by a farmer in a field near Delaware County Roads 1100 North and 700 East. It had been there for an extended period.
The online fundraiser for accused Delphi murder suspect Richard Allen has reached its goal.
$25,000 has been donated and will go towards Allen's defense team for the use of hiring experts to use in their testimony. Allen's legal team says Judge Fran Gall has unfairly limited the amount of money they can use, while the prosecutor can tap into almost unlimited resources. The trial begins May 13th. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
WLBC's award-winning Hometown Hero of the Month received 49 applications from 48 organizations. The evaluation process underway now. The most recent winner was Soup Kitchen of Muncie, receiving the over $10,000 of in-kind donations from us.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana-Michigan Power's work to enhance reliability in the Muncie area will temporarily affect traffic patterns near Ball State University starting Monday. MuncieJournal.com reporting as a result, Riverside will be closed between Tillotson and Briar Road. The detour will use Petty, Warwick, and Briar Roads. Tillotson will be reduced to one lane in each direction between Riverside and West Petty Road.
Dozens of Hoosiers have headed to the southern border.
I'm Ryan Hedrick. Last month, Governor Holcomb announced Indiana National Guard members were headed to Texas for border support. On Thursday, he emphasized the mission's importance alongside family and Guard members.
To prevent and reduce the human trafficking, the killer drugs that are finding their way across our country.
Holcomb says about 50 members will be gone for about 10 months. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
We're 55 days away from the big race.
Speaking last week to a Madison County Chamber gathering, Indianapolis Motor Speedway President Doug Bowles said the 500 isn't just an Indy asset, it's an Indiana asset. And Madison County is well represented when it comes to the big event.
We track where all of our tickets come from, and Madison County every year is in the top 20 markets. I checked with our team yesterday. Right now, Anderson is number 11 in terms of the number of people who come from a concentrated area.
Bowles also praised the Anderson Speedway for the impressive attraction that it is. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Madison twice, Jay and Blackford County will all see Second Harvest Food Bank tailgates this week. All are 10 a.m. tomorrow, Elwood, and then Friday in Anderson. Wednesdays is Portland, Thursdays Hartford City, all in the regular spots. Owls for Change, a local arts project with fourth and fifth graders led by Danielle Smith Phelps, visual arts educator. They're going to create owls using recycled material, paper mache, and plaster strips. Burris Lab students will sell their work April 4, first Thursday, at Cornerstone Center for the Arts from 5 to 8 p.m. Deborah Dragoo will welcome musical guest DJ Kendrick Shadowin of KLS Digital that night.
And he will get jiggy with it. He will. Kendrick, he does that. You ever see him? He's a good man. Steve Lindell, one more thing here, lighter side of news. Prepare for pranks today. Remember, it's April Fool's Day.
If you're into practical jokes and hoaxes, April 1st is your day, though be wary, you could fall victim to friends, family members, coworkers, even bosses at the place you work. And with April Fool's corporate marketing gimmicks, no one's immune, not even news outlets. Like that time in 2012 when a reporter tricked his California editor into printing a fake fishing story about a predator trout. It's not known where April Fool's comes from, with mere guesses that date back centuries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, Fox needs to talk to that other guy from Fox News Radio. I forget his name. Earlier this hour, our on this date in history guy, I forget his name, but he had a notion as to where April Fool's Day dated back to. So apparently they're not reading each other's memos. Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com, who just strolled by me down the hallway here, probably getting a K-cup or something like that. He's a good dude, too. Anyway, he has, in the past, been known to be a bit of a prankster. I remember the MuncieJournal.com article about Sasquatch that got a lot of hits and clicks and views and shares. Oh, that Mikey. No telling what he might do. More to come, 8:41 now, live on WMUN.
We're David and Greg Figueroa, founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce.
Customers say we've ruined all other hot sauces for them.
So, we're sorry.
For rocking your world.
We're sorry we craft hot sauces from fresh, hot, flavorful ingredients, while other brands just use dried spice dust and vinegar. So, a moment of silence.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's MELINDAS.com.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego. The number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to to Steve Lindell.
Countdown is on 1 week from today. Some say the world will end. It's just a total eclipse. There are actually people that are worried about that. I respect those opinions. I hope they're not right. I really do. If you're fortunate enough, this Saturday you might win a car or cash from WMUN and Woof Boom Radio. You've heard, I hope, about the contest we call I the Saturn Sky Convertible. We're going to try to give that away this Saturday at Ryan's Auto Sales. We have two more Sky Stops planned. Check the website for all of our stations, WLBC, Work FM, Max, and all the rest, for where to go and when to be there to sign up to hopefully get drawn out. We had one of those on Friday, Good Friday, in the lunch hour, I think, at a new restaurant in town in Muncie, Juicy Jake's Smash Burgers. Doesn't that sound delicious? It's in the old Dairy Queen building on McGalliard, if you're not familiar. It's wide open and smells delicious. Anyway, we had Brian Casey there for us, and we will let our two finalists know today who was drawn from that box, and that you need to be at Ryan's Auto Sales this Saturday. Check-in time will be from 1 to 1:30 p.m. sharp. No late arrivals, no proxies allowed. And I don't know, I'm going to ask Emily about this. Should we or should we not consider having a WMUN contestant during our Delaware County Today program this week? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Now, a question asked a long time ago that some say is still very relevant today.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Here's Ronald Reagan during a pivotal 1980 debate with then-President Jimmy Carter.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Only about one in five voters today answers yes to that question. 22% in our Fox News survey say they're better off than 4 years ago. More than twice that number, 52%, say they're worse off. 7 in 10 Republicans and 6 in 10 Independents say they're worse off, while about 7 in 10 Democrats say they're either better off or their finances are the same as 4 years ago. President Biden has blamed inflation on corporate greed, and that's resonating with some voters. 45% blame high prices on corporate price gouging. 44% blame too much government spending. Biden had a record high approval rating on handling inflation. If that's the good news, here's the bad. Only 34% of voters approve. Say yes to our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
All right, next item here. Several steps forward for the automotive industry, but one huge step backwards.
It's Fox Wheels.
Just as auto sales boosted in March thanks to dealer and automaker incentives, the Baltimore Bridge collapse has closed automakers' top port, with Detroit's Big Three and other automakers working to reroute goods through other ports. That could delay new car and auto parts shipments and add costs to automakers. Too soon to tell if any added costs will show up soon on dealer lots. California-based electric vehicle startup Fisker slashing prices of some of its vehicles by tens of thousands of dollars. Fisker lowering the MSRP for the 2023 Ocean Extreme trim from over $61,000 to about $37,000. It's also lowered prices on other trims as it fights to avoid bankruptcy. That after a potential deal with another automaker fell through. If Fisker files for bankruptcy, it would be the second auto startup from CEO Henrik Fisker to fail. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Talking about Purdue Boilermakers, everybody's talking about that in East Central Indiana and beyond. The Final Four bound team will be on the radio. Maybe you didn't know. The Purdue Boilermakers are on our Oldies 101 Radio Sports. There is a Saturday and hopefully a Monday game in their sights. You will hear either or both of them on Oldies 101 if you want to stay with the Boilers. Hope you do. My mama and Roger have this computer problem, but so do I and everyone else.
Fox on Tech.
You're probably used to trying to thwart malware on your computer or other devices. It's short for malicious software, and it's used by bad people to compromise your technology. Maybe they're looking to steal your identity, or maybe they're hijacking your device to do other bad things. And now it seems artificial intelligence has the same concerns. It, too, can be attacked using malware. Microsoft says it will be implementing new security on its Azure AI platform, which is used to create AI-based apps and chatbots, including Microsoft's own Copilot. Hacker types have been giving the AI commands that seem to make it ignore its own rules and create bad things, and even be used as a tool in further cyber attacks. Microsoft calls the new safety feature Prompt Shields and works with content filters to keep malicious commands out of the AI's system. It becomes available starting today. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're talking business every Monday at 9 a.m. on the 765businessjournal.com radio show. About 10 minutes away, Brad Bookout will be our business guest and more. Coming up just after 9 a.m. today and every Monday. Next up, this subject holds true for me. Sunday nights are sometimes the worst sleep night for this radio buddy.
This is House Call for Health. Having trouble sleeping? A recent study finds regular exercise might help. A study published in the journal BMJ Open suggests exercise might be the key to a better night's sleep. The study followed more than 4,000 people ages 39 to 67 for a decade. Researchers found people who engaged in regular physical activity were 55% more likely to have normal sleep patterns. And those who took up exercise during the study period showed a 21% improvement. The research did not find exercise to be a cure for insomnia, though it might lower the risks. Anyone with a sleep disorder should consider consulting a doctor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines insomnia as an inability to initiate or maintain sleep. It can also come in the form of early morning awakening, when you wake up several hours early and can't get back to sleep. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. Running some numbers now, here's Chad.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Two senators likely hold the key to Democrats retaining control of the Senate, John Tester of Montana and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Their political survival may rest on voters not seeing them that way. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is retiring, so that seat may be gone for the Democrats. The prospects of Tester and Brown essentially hinge on how successful they can be emphasizing local investments they helped secure in Democrats' big bills. For now, Democrats feel the rough Ohio GOP primary delivered them a more favorable result than Montana will. Donald Trump-backed Bernie Moreno won Ohio's Republican contest. That gives Brown a general election foe who his party saw as more preferable to the race's two other candidates. Democrats hoped a difficult internecine battle would materialize in Montana, but it did not. Republicans defused a potentially tough primary and anointed Tim Sheehy to take on Tester. One big asset for Moreno, the undeniable reality that no Democrat would have an easy time in an Ohio Senate race, especially in a presidential election year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Last item, lighter side of news, to Harlem we go.
The Dean's List with Janice with Dean.
A grandmother from Harlem makes today's Dean's List for bringing kids together in her community. To a visitor, Grandma's Place is a book and toy store in the heart of New York. But it's more than that, according to its owner, Dawn Harris Martine, who people call Grandma. After being a teacher for 35 years, Dawn wanted to do something positive for her neighborhood. She says no child should ever be without a book or a toy, and she learned this from her own upbringing. 2 decades ago, after retiring from teaching, Dawn opened up Grandma's Place. It's a store, but also a place for kids to go to feel that they belong. They can play, read a book, or hang out. And if you look at the website of Grandma's Place, it's full of wonderful comments and praise. Dawn says she wants to continue what she's doing, spreading joy and kindness, and doing her life's work, bringing smiles to children. Thank you, Dawn, for setting such a great example. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And thank you, Janice. Thank you for listening wherever you are. Lots of little Alexa bubbles all around the world here. We're apparently very huge. Thanks for listening also on the 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Mark Forster again this afternoon, 4 to 5, with the Power Hour Sports Talk program. Talk about Wapahani and pat him on the back some more. Nearer future, Janine Harold is the guest of Dr. Joe Moshevitz on All Kinds of People. This morning at 9:30, Dr. Joe, the Hall of Fame member of the Indiana Broadcasters Association, one of our two Hall of Famers in our midst. Did you know? I'll perhaps share with you tomorrow. Shall we? 8 to 9 a.m. every day on WMUN.